Let us start on the Chavavim and Beis. The end of the first Shura. Omar Rove Barafuna Omarat Shalosh Achoyes Yibomis Shenoflu Lifnei Shnei Achim Yibomis. There were five brothers. Three of the five brothers married sisters. And these three brothers died. Shenoflu lifnei shnei achim yibonim. So now you have three sisters from three different batim that need chalitzin. You have two brothers. So Gav said, zeh chalitz la'achas. So let's say we have here two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven will give chalitza. We have here three nashim. So Reuven gives chalitza to one. Shimon gives chalitza to the other one. Then Tzoy, the third one, tzricha chalitza mishneim. And the third one needs chalitza from both. Now, just we should be able to plow through the Gemara without understanding too much yet. The Inyan is, Poshet Inyan is as follows, that, let's say, Reuven gave Chalitza to the first sister, so that's a good Chalitza. That's a Chalitza Kshere. If he wanted to, he could have been Miyabama, we'll see later as the Sugya progresses, so that's a good Chalitza. Shimon gives chalitza to the second sister. It's also a good chalitza. The third sister now is achos chalutzosoi. That means none of them are permitted to be miyabimha, because midarabonon an achos chalutza is like an achos grusha. Just like achos grusha is an erve, achos chalutza is also an erve. Midarabonon. So midarabonon, they're not allowed to be miyabim. So since you're not allowed to be miyabim, midarabonon, so both brothers have to give chalitza. So the third one, which is a chalitza psula, so that both have to give chalitza. That is what Rab said. Omar lei Rabbi. So now Rabbi told Rab. So that was the halacha that Rab said. So bekitza, Rab said a halacha, that a chalitza psula tzricha lachzer al kol ha'achim. That if it's a chalitza psula, each brother has to give chalitza. It's not sufficient that one brother gives chalitza. Omer lei rabbe, midika amrit emtsoi tzricha chalitza mishneim. Since you say that the third one needs chalitza from both brothers, Kosovris yesh zike. So I see you hold yesh zike. We'll see exactly what this means soon. Vahavi lo chalitza psule. And therefore, and it is a chalitza psule. Vahalitza psule tzorich lachzer al kol ha'achim. Two things. I see you hold yesh zike, and it is a chalitza psule. And a chalitza psule tzorich lachzer al kol ha'achim. Now, the din of yesh zike, the way we understand the din, yesh zike means that midarabonon, we consider that each yavam has an ishus in the yavam. That's the din of yesh zike. Before yibum, he has an ishus in her. There's an issa kreivais. He's also in the kreivis zekukosei, achay zekukosei, weiter. So we have to understand what did Rabbi see over here? I see you hold yesh zike. What does this have to do with yesh zike? But let us go a little further. That's the kasha. Is the Rabbi Avraham in the Hor is the kasha. What shayches does this have with yesh zike? Period. But let's just go further. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, if you will assume that Rav holds yesh zike, Kamai senami. So why the first two sisters is called the chalitza ksheira? Each sister, you can't be miyabim. Three sisters fell yibum. Each sister is achoy zekukosoi. So you can't be miyabim the first sister, you can't be miyabim the second sister, you can't be miyabim the third sister. So why, when it comes to the third sister, you said, oh, it's a chalitza psula, so both brothers have to give chalitza. The first sister and the second sister is also chalitza psula. You have three sisters fell together, so memela, the first sister, you can't be miyabim the first sister, she's achoisa kukosai. Her other two sisters are zoku. The second sister is achoisa kukosai. So memela, so the Gemara asked, if he holds yes zike, so all three sisters would need chalitza of both. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ihochi kamay senami. So the first sister, who had in the second sister, the Rasha speaks about it. But each sister should need chalitza from both. So the Gemara answers as follows. If all three sisters died, all three husbands died, and all three sisters fell, bebasachas, that means, so bishas, they fell. Each one was an achayz zekuke, it means you had three sisters, zokuk, to two yevomim at one time. Achinami, so you're 100% right. Then the din is that both brothers have to give chalitza to all three yevomis. Like Tzrich, another story is a different story. The Nofal Bezuachazu. They fell one after the other. Let me tell you what happened. Nofla Chodo, the first husband died, and the first sister fell. Liyibum. So the Baal, you could be Miyabma. She said, there's nothing wrong with her. Cholat La Ruben. So Reuben gave a chalitza. This is a chalitza kshere. If he wanted to give him a yabma. Nafla idok. Then the second sister fell. Cholatz lo Shimon. So Shimon could also be miyabma if he wanted to. There's nothing wrong with her. Reuben can't be miyabma anymore because it's a chayz chalutzose. But Shimon could have been miyabma. So Shimon gave a chalitza. So the chalitza of Reuben is a chalitza kshere. The chalitza of Shimon is a chalitza kshere. Nafla idoch. Now, that the third one fell, now the third one, you can, none of them can be miyabma, because the third sister is achayis chalutzosoi. The third sister is a sister of chalutzosoi. Is cholot lo hai mafkezikosoi. So, Reuben gives chalitzis mafkiya his zike. Cholatz lahai mafke zikosa, and Shimon gives chalitz and he's mafke his zik. Now that is the Ivre and the Gemara, but it's very difficult to understand the lumdus of the Gemara. What shaykhis is this if you hold yesh zika? I'd like to read over what Rab Shimon says in Chedushi Rab Shimon Simon Chavo, in Be'emes and Rabbeinu bin Avrom. Rabbeinu Avrom in Nahor says kamat the same thing. And afterwards we'll see Rashi says kamat the same thing. But I don't know if we'd be able to figure it out from Rashi without hearing how Rab Shimon explains it. Rab Shimon says as follows. Midin zikes yibum v'chalitza greide. There's a mitzvah of yibum. Chashvinon ki'ilu zekuke rak le'echot. That means if you have one yevome and five brothers, now there's a mitzvah of yibum and chalitza. So he says the din of the mitzvah's yibum is on one brother. One brother has to make yibum, which one is b'zundrazach, but there's only a mitzvah on one brother. Kivin derak echad miyabim, since one lemaisa will make yibum, says there's a zikas yibum to one brother. Avol midin kinyin ishus shaloi machmas asidus hayibum bachalitza. But midarabonon is another thing in every yibumim. Midarabonon we consider that this Yevomim, Midarabonon, is married to the Yevomim. Now, who is she married to? If there's five brothers, she's married to all five brothers. If you hold yesh zikah, she's married to all. The din ishus that the rabbonon put on a yevam and you say yesh zikah, keilu, she's married, she's not married now to the yevam, which will eventually make yibum. She's married to all the brothers that could make yibum. And v'horai, if we hold yesh zikah lahalocha, we learned in the beginning of the second Perek, if you hold Yezike, so we said that if a Yavam died, so the Yavam is also Be'ima. So he's not allowed to marry her mother, because this is the Kreiva of Zikosai. Now all five brothers are not allowed to marry her mother, because she was Zokik to all five brothers, so I consider it like she was married to five brothers. Now this is very interesting, one woman to be married to five brothers, but that was the Din Darabonon. The Rabbonon said that as the din issues, the Midah Rabbonon we consider as the kuke and isha of the Yavam, we consider she's married to all five. Hiknuye lechol ha'achim. Elo, the le'inyin sheyahani chelitze shel echod lifter kol habayis. So that means, let us be Megashim the Inyan a little bit. So by every Yevome that dies, and she's Zokuk to five brothers, for example, we have here two problems. We have an Eishes Hameis. That means we have to be Mesalik the issues of her dead husband. And we have here an Eishes Hachai. We have here five brothers that were bekoyach to be miyavma, and I, five brothers have issues in her. After din yezike. Now there's a difference. Now so he says like this. So he says, in a normal case, if let's say we say all five brothers have issues in her, now one brother is miyabim her. So that she becomes ishtoy of one brother, that is mafkiya, the issues from all other four brothers. That's the maisen. So their issues becomes nifka through that she became the isha of one of the brothers. Yibum is mafkiya, the issues. What if he gives chalitza? Chalitza is also mafkiya, the issues. But that is davke, if this is a chalitza of a person who can be miyab. If he's a bar yibum, so there's a svore, chalitze b'mokem yibum kaime. So it's just like he was miyabim hom. There's a loshen in the Ramban. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban says that chalitze is ke'ilu konso v'girsho. Chalitze is also like there was a yibum and then he gave her again. That is only if this is a chalitza, the person who's giving chalitza is bekayich to be miyabmo. So this chalitza is equivalent to yibum. So by giving her chalitza, it's ke'ila was miyabmo. So automatically the issues of all four brothers falls off. He's kind of the whole issues. But what if this is a chalitza psula? He's alav bar yibum. He can't make yibum. She's a chayis chalutzosi. She's a lav basibum midarabonim. So this chalitz is only matter the eishes ameis. But what about the issues that each yavam had? So then each one has to give chalitz. That means altmai issues. So this yavam, this chalitz gives chalitz. Alt his issues, he has to give chalitz. So that is pshat in the Gemara. So now we understand the Gemara. If you hold yesh zikin, so yesh zikin means that each yavam has issues in the yavamim. She's considered the wife of all the yavamim. There's issues. So what can be mafkiya, the issues of all the yavamim? Only yibum or a chalitza of someone who can make yibum? Then there's a lomdus chalitza b'mokem yibum kaime. So the chalitza is equivalent to yibum. That, so a yibum, or a chalitza b'mokem yibum kime mafkiya, the issues of all the other yibum. So therefore, one brother will give chalitza and will take off the issues. That if she's a bas yibum. But if she's not a bas yibum, that's called a chalitza psula. So this chalitza, we don't consider ki'ilu chalitza b'mokim yibum kaim. He can't make yibum. So memela, this chalitza is only a get on the eishes hameis. Or could be it's a get on his issues. But his get, a get on his issues will not be mafkiya the issues from the other brothers. So male, so each brother has to go and give chalitza. That is if I hold yeshika. If I hold yeshika, so I have to be misalik the issues of each yavam. So each brother has to give chalitza. But if I hold ein zike, if I hold ein zike, so how does no issues from the other brothers? So the whole problem was only the issues ameis. So one brother gives chalitza, so he's mata the issues ameis with his chalitza. That is more or less how Rav Shimon the Ben Avraham and the whole say pshat in our Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Lifnei shnei yevomim, klima lifnei shnei achei baleihem shehen yevmeihem. That this woman, these three sisters fell for the two brothers of their husbands, and they're the yevomim. So the din is emtzois klima shlishis, the third one, the lav dafka knock at the middle one. The third one gets chalitza from every yevom. Tzricha chalitza mishneim kede meforish vozel. Loi gassin mit kamer tzachayel, it's a lochi gassin. Mi de kamer tzricha chalitza mishneim, if you say that both have to give chalitza, kasavris yeshzike, so I see you hold yeshzike. Vahavi lo chalitza psule, so it's a chalitza psule. Vachalitza psule, tzricha larzer. And it is a chalitza psula. And if you hold the yeshzike, it's a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula tzricha lachse. Kloima. Midekamre tzricha chalitza mishneim. If you say that both have to give chalitza, kasavres, so you hold alim mitzvah zikas yevomim lemirmi atavayu, that both have issues in her. The inyan of zika is strong that both have issues in it. Vaha chalitza, and the chalitza that they're giving, al kocha chalitza psuli. This is not a chalitza ksheire. Kloima, what does chalitza psula mean? Grua. This is a chalitza grua. This is not a chalitza that is equivalent to yibum. She'im rotzo liyabim eini yochel. If you want it to be miyabim, it can't be miyabim. The achoyis chalutzosi. The third one is achoyis chalutzosi. Hilkach. Therefore, since this chalitza, he is unable to make a yibum, hilkach lav mal yosahi. So this chalitza is not bimokim yibum kaim. It's not equivalent to yibum. It will be equivalent to yibum. So memela we consider ki'ilu, the chaylitz made yibum and us automatically the issues of all the yibum would fall off. But since he cannot make yibum, so it's not a good chalitza. This means it's not a chalitza b'mokim yibum kind. So then she has to get chalitza from every yibum. The loimivke zike, the zike, the tarvayu. The zike that both brothers have will not fall off. B'chalitza dechode. Mishum da'alim is zike, because there's an inyan of zike. V'ram yatavai, that zike makes that she's cooked to both. And if she's cooked to both, only a chalitza mal yoso could be mafkiya the zike of both. Or a chalitza gerua, a chalitza psule, cannot be mafkiya the zike from both. Kamaise, so the Gemara said, so the Gemara asks, so if that's the case, so the first one is also a chalitza psula. She's a chayse kukosa, if you hold the yazike. So Rashi's kamoise, not the first one. Shtaim rishoynes, the first two. Namili boy chalitza mishneim. Also, she need chalitza from both. Da chalitza, so nami lav ma'al yosi. This is not a good chalitza. The boy li yibumi loimot, so if they want to be miyabim, they can't be miyabim. Hoyil be yezike. There's a din yezike. So memele, so why by the first two yibumis, there's no problem of that each one should have, each yom should have to give chalitza. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Im noflu bebasachas, kloima. If they all came to give chalitza at one time, that means, that he did not give chalitza to the first one until the second and third one fell. So now you have three yibomas in front of you, and each one is a chayzeku kosoi. Each one is a lav bas yibum. So then you're 100% right. So all three chalitzas are chalitzas psules, and therefore the halacha will be that each brother will have to give chalitza to each yibama. That each yibama will need chalitza from each brother. But hocha denofla zu acha zu, nefilo so shel zu, acha chalitza so shel zu. So memele, so the first two was no problems. No, v'lo chode, chodes l'ruvim. V'chalitza k'sheira, he said, that was a chalitza k'sheira. She'im rotza yocha l'yabim. If Ruvim wanted to be yabim, could be me yabim. That was a chalitza k'sheira. So there you say, chalitza b'mokim yibum kaine. So his chalitza was mafkir the zike from the other brother. Nofle idoch, now the second one fell, cholot lo shimit, begam zuk sheira. Sheim rotsa miyabam, if he wanted to be yabam, he also could be miyabam. Ve ein kan achoiz zikuke, and the second sister, not achoiz zikuke, shekval cholza achoiz zikoidim nefila zu. Her sister got chalitza before the second one fell, so she's not called achoiz zikuke. Naflo shlishes, now that the third one fell, iboili yibumi leimotzi. Now, if any of the two brothers would want to be miyabima leimotzi, dachoiz chalutza shneimi, she is the sister of a chalutza shneim. Ubavalei klum nami leinavke, so memele, if she's a chayz chalutza, so she's an elve. So memelis, why do you need chalitza? Da chayz chalutza ein ele medivrei soifun lekama bachot, it's only an elve da rabona. Hilkach, cholet hai chalitza koldu, velav mal yosa. So one gives a chalitza koldu, he gives a chalitza geruah. It's not equivalent to yibum. She'im chofeitz lo yiyabe. If he would want to, he couldn't be miyab. Umi uchilitzose vizikose shove ishteim legoya. Both the zike, what is to him, and the chalitza are equivalent. It's a zike geruah. She's like upset elve, and there's a chalitza geruah. Upoko zikosoi. Bachlitza soy, so his zike will fall off with his chalitza, and cholatai mafke zike, and the other one will give chalitza be mafke his zike. So that is the memra of Rav, that Rav holds yesh zike, and if you hold yesh zike, so the gemara holds a chalitza psule tzorich lachze al kol ha'achim. That was the memra of Rav. Sagt the gemara weiter. So the Gemara says, "V'omar Rav ein zike." So the Gemara says, "There's one problem over here. Rav personally holds ein zike. Rav holds ein zike. So Mamela, so what's pshat? Rav holds ein zike. So the Gemara says, "The divra yoimre yesh zike koma." No, in a chanami, he's saying, but according to the man, the Omer holds yesh zike. The halacha will be as follows. Fine. Ushmu aloma. Now let's go further. Shmuel Omar Echad Choyletz Lekulam. Now, you made a whole dreidel over here. That the first and second, each Choyletz makes, one brother makes someone, the other brother makes the other, and the third both have to make. Shmuel Omar Echad Choyletz Lekulam. One brother can give chalitza to all three sisters. So Memela, so what is he saying? So he's saying, Amel de Kechidishmu. One brother, the first one, let's say either she's a chayzik ukosay or she's not a chayzik ukosay. So let's forget about the first one. The about is how the tzeda was if he gave a chalitza before the second husband died. Okay, let's say the first husband Mameli gave the first one he gave chalitza. Now the second one that falls is a chayz chalutzosay ready. You have another brother there, no problem. He gives her a chalitza psula. A third one he gives a chalitza psula. So you see. Two chidushim in Shmuel. Chidush number one, even though there's a brother that can give a better chalitza than me, doesn't matter. I'll give my chalitza psula, number one. And number two, you see that by chalitza psula, there's no din that each brother has to give. One gives, it helps for everyone. That's the chidush of Shmuel. Shmuel oma echad chalitz lekulam. Frag de Gemore, this doesn't stim with another Shmuel. Michdei, shamine leile Shmuel, da oma chalitze ma'al yabinem. And this first diktator of Shmuel, that Shmuel had said, that even though there's a brother that can give a good chalitze, it's not necessary, the chalitz who can make a chalitze psul, makes a chalitze psul, it doesn't matter. Shmuel himself said, if a good chalitza can be given, you have to give a good chalitza. The Omar Shmuel, cholatz la'achliyos lo'iniftaru tzores. Now let us see Rashi. If Omar Rav ain't zike, b'per keitzad Omar Ravun Omar Rav, shemer shom shemeso, muter be'imo, if a yibom died, so his muter be'im, he holds ain't zike. Fine. Now, cholatz l'achoyes. Now, let us see this Rashi. Shtei achoyes shenoflu lefonov mishnei achim. There was one brother and two sisters from two brothers fell for him, liyibum. V'chol achas tzorosa imo. And each one fell with a tzorah. V'cholatz l'achoyes, and he went and gave chalitza to the two sisters. Lo'iniftaru tzoreisayim, so the tzoreis will not become potter with the chalitza he gave to the achoyes. V'iboyi liyevumi, hoyel v'iboyi liyevumi le'motzi. Could he be miyabim the two sisters? He can't be miyabim the two sisters. It's a chayse kukosoy. So it can't be miyabim the sisters. So therefore, the sisters are a chalitza psula. So since it's a chalitza psula, so a chalitza psula cannot part of the tzoros. Ela yachloitz letzoros v'yifturu achoyis. So therefore, he has to do fakel. He has to give chalitza to the tzoros, and that will part of the achoyis. So Rashi asks a very pertinent kasha. Va'af agav de tzoris nami havi boi loy havi miyabim. So Rashi says he can't be miyabim the tzoris either. Why are the tzoris bigger yachsonim than the achoyes? If the achoyes are an elve de rabbonon, it's achoyes de kukosoi. It's an elve. That means a zkuk is like ishtoi, and a chayis kukos is like a chayis ishtoi. So midarabonon da chayis ararayis. If midarabonon da chayis ararayis, the tzoris are a tzoris elbe. So just like I can't be miyam da chayis, I can't be miyam the tzoris. So why do you say cholatz le tzoris is nifteru a chayis? Why are the tzoris any better than da chayis? That's Rashi's kasha. Va'avar gav de tzoris nami yavi boi loy havi miyabim. He also couldn't be miyabim. Miyu kal isurom mishalachoyis. That's true. But the isa of the tzoris is smaller than the isa of the achoyis. Now, the vial, this is Sisrei Teire, but let's put this on hold. We'll come to the end of the sugya. We'll try to understand a little better. Hilkach, af chalitzoson mishubochois mishalachoyes. If a tzoras achoyzikukosol is less Isser. You can't be Miyabim both. But the Isser Yibum on a Tzores Achayzekuke is less than the Isser Yibum on Achayzekuke. So the Chalitze Psule of a Tzores Achayzekuke is not as possible as the Chalitze Psule of an Achayzekuke. So therefore, if he gives chalitze to the achoyes, that's a grade C chalitze. So that won't pater the tzores, which they can get a grade B chalitze. If he'll give chalitze to the tzores, which is a grade B chalitze, so that chalitze will pater the achoyes. V'hochi meforish lekama. Now, I'd like just to mention a ritve that is beautifully mamtik the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking a kasha on Shmuel. And the Ritve is mamtik with a Gemara and Daf Yud. The Gemara and Daf Yud says, B'shem Rab Yochanan, we have a very interesting halacha. Let us say, you have Reuven dies, and he has 10 wives, and he has 10 brothers. Reuven wise, he has 10 wives and 10 brothers. What is the din? One brother gives chalitze, and the other 9 brothers don't have to give chalitze, and the other 9 tzores also don't have to accept chalitze. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you know how this works? Chalutze shlichuse de tzores ka'ovdo, va'achim So Rabbi Yochanan said that you have a problem. What patterns all 9 tzores? What patterns all 9 yevomim? So the Gemara says, shlichusa, there's a din shlichusa. The chaylitz is shlichusa da achim. And the chalutze is shelucha the tzores. Fine. Now let us understand this halacha which Shmuel just said. Shmuel said a halacha. Shmuel said that if you'll give chalitze to the achis, to the achis, and this is a chalitze grua, this is great C, this is great C. And it works out shlichusa de tzores, a great C chalitza can't pater a tzore, who needs a great B chalitza. So that's why you can't help. Again, you have to do it the other way. You give chalitza to the tzores, not a pater da choyes. That's what Shmuel said. In fact, the Gemara Moyedik Yekash, just like there's a din shlichusa de tzores, there's the din shlichusa de achim also. So when one chaylitz gives chalitza, so he's giving chalitza for all the brothers. So you have the same problem over here. Shmuel said, if you have over here, there were five brothers. 3 brothers married 3 sisters, and all 3 brothers died. So Shmuel said, one brother gives chalitza to all 3. Now, how does the chalitza work? What's with the other brother? Oh, no problem. Shlichusa da'achim. So how can shlichusa da'achim work? He's giving a grade B chalitza. The brother can give a grade A chalitza. The brother by, akaponim by the second one, the brother can make a chalitza gemurah. By him, it's a chalitza psula because it's a chayz chalutzosa. By the brother, he can give a grade A chalitza. So if like the gemara meira dikekashe, when it comes to shlichus de tzores, make a cheshbon. Listen, a chalitza psula can pater a tzor who needs a chalitza, can have a better chalitza. Even though Rashi explains even the both of them are chalitza psula. But this is not as bad as that one. So memela chalitza psula cannot pater. He can't say shlichus de tzores if lemaisa the chalitza that the achoyes are getting is gerua from the chalitza that the tzores could get. So how could the same Shmuel say that one chalitz can give all 3 sisters chalitza And Shmuelam echad chaylitz lekulon. How does this stem with Shmuel? That's the Gemara's kasha. Mechdei shamin elele Shmuel dama chalitza ma'alya bina. We heard from Shmuel. If you're working with shlichusa, you have to need a chalitza ma'alya. Dama Shmuel chalitz la'achli slain if the root zoris. Frag the Gemara, heiche de kaima chalitza de shimain. Chalitza ksheira, choretz la Reuven chalitza psula. So how could that make sense? How could Reuven go and give chalitza to all three sisters? You have a Shimon around. Shimon can give to the second sister. To the second sister, Shimon can make a chalitza ksheira. So memela, how can Reuven give a chalitza psula if Shimon is around? That's the Gemara's kasha. Heich, let's say Rashi, heich de kaima chalitza de shimain, chalitza ksheira, lachlitz lishniye. Shimin can make a chalitza ksheira, can be chalitz lishniye. Shehu loy cholatz larishayne. He didn't give a chalitza to the first one. Cholatz la Reuven chalitza psula bitmiye. Reuven shecholatz lishayne, vahav yehach achais chalutzosay. So the second sister is achais chalutzosay. V'loi chalitza ma'alya k'dishimen. His chalitza is not as good as Shimon's chalitza. The zika greidosahi. So Rashi seems to be saying that Afila will assume that all three sisters died. All three brothers died bebasachas. So memele to the Shimon, it's also achais zikukim. So that means, but let's make a cheshbin. To Shimon, all the sisters are achayz zekuke. To Reuven, all the sisters are achayz zekuke, plus the second is an achayz chalutze. So memele, so the chalitze of Reuven is much worse than the chalitze of Shimon. By Shimon, she's only an achayz zekuke. By Reuven, she's an achayz zekuke and achayz chalutze. So how can the chalitza of Reuven patter the second one? That's the Gemara's kasha. Shmuel said, Shmuel shitos. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, you're not learning the correct pshat in Shmuel. My echad chalitz lekulon nami dekom. Are you 100% right? But what Shmuel said, one brother can give chalitza to all three. You have to learn this with a grain of salt. Nami dekoma aemtzois. That one brother, he can give chalitza to the first and the third. He'll give chalitza to the first and the third. The second, let's explain, the second he can't give chalitza because the other brother has to give chalitza. The third sister already is an achais chalitza by both. So the third one, he could also give. So he meant to say Shmuel was chalik and Rab in this nekuda. Not that he's given all three, chas v'shalom. But one chalitz can give on the first and the third. That's what he's saying. And he comes to say, even though it's a chalitza psula, one brother can give. You don't need the other brother to be mishtatef also in the chalitza psula. Rav et zera halochet. That if there's a chalitza psula, each yovam has to give chalitza. Shmuel says no, there's no such thing. Chalitza psula, the chalitza of one brother is sufficient. My echad chalitz lekulam nami dekomar a'em tzois. That one brother can give to the first and to the third. Frek de gemore va kulon komar. Shmuel said one brother can give to all three sisters. Someone says, no, kibin de rube gabei, since he gave to roiv of the sisters, he gave to two out of three, kori le kulon. But Shmuel is only saying, bekitza, one brother can give to two sisters, and you don't need the other brother to give over. There's no din chayzeres halach. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. But there's no stir in Shmuel. Let us see what Rashi says. Eim tzois, kloima, ashlishis la'acher, ashlishis, the third one, he gives to the first and the third. Kloima ashlishis, la'acher shecholat shimin lishniye, after Shimon gave chalitza to the second one. That means Reuven gave chalitza to the first one. Shimon gave chalitza to the second one. Shehi. Now the third one is al shneyem achayis chalitza. The third one is an achayis chalitza for both. Ushneyem shavim bo. In both of them are equal in the third one. Both of them will only give a great si chalitza. Kesava, that's what Shmuel is telling us. Chalitza psula ain't tzricha lachzer kol ha'achim. You don't need both brothers to make the of the chalitza psula. One gave, it's sufficient. So the Gemara says, it said, kulam, echad chalitz l'kulam, is given the rubi gabei, shachalitz l'shlishis, the one who gives chalitza to the third one, cholatz l'bei, so he was chalitza to sisters, it's called, he gave chalitza to all of them. So, the first teretz is, Baruch Hashem with chesed. Vi boy yisayim. Now the Gemara says a second teretz. Ki komar Shmuel chalitza ma'al yabine. That what Shmuel said, when you're talking about giving chalitza to one isha, and she patters hatzore, and therefore you have to give a good chalitza that's a good chalitza that is equivalent what the tzore could get. Hani mili lemifter tzorosa. That is dafka when you're talking about tzores. Avo mifter navsha potro. So now the Gemara says a moiridike shvere teretz. And we will be mamtik the shverkeit with how we were magdim with the ritva before. Before the Gemara was going with a yesod of chalutze shlichusa da achim and chalutze shlichusa chalutze shlucha de tzoris and chalutze shlichusa da achim. And the Gemara said, so if it works with a shlicha, so he has to, the chalitz has to be able to give the grade of chalitza that the achim could give. The Gemara says no. There's a difference between tzores and achim. By tzores, if you want to patter all the tzores, you have to give a grade of chalitza that the tzore is able to be mekabel. If the tzore can get grade B chalitza, you can't give the achis grade C chalitza to patter the tzore. That's 100% right. That's what Shmuel said. Cholatz l'achis l'nifteru tzores. But by achim, it's not like that. If there's only one yevom and she needs chalitza, so if one brother gives her chalitza grua, that's also sufficient. We don't say cheshmet, there's another brother that can give a better chalitza. We don't say that. Why is the $64 question? But let's not go into that. But that's a kasha. That's a kasha to understand the Gemara. Especially, the ritva was mamtik, the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara was medame, that this is chalutza shlichusa de tzoris, and this is chalutz shlichusa de achim. And all of a sudden the Gemara says that there's a difference. There's a tremendous difference. As long as one brother gives her chalitza, she's finished. Another brother can give her a better chalitza. That doesn't matter. But by a tzore, if she could get a better chalitza, so you have to give her the chalitza. That is what the Gemara answers. That what Shmuel said, you need a chalitza ma'al yim. Hani mili lemifta tzoros. If you want a pata ratzore, then you need a chalitza ma'al yim. But the pater, the chalutze, if there's no tzor involved, she'll ask me a shayla, there's a brother that can give a better chalitze. Patro, no, as long as one brother, whatever it is, he gave a chalitze, it's a chalitze grua, she's finished already. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Lemifter tzore ke de kamret, loy nifteru tzores. The pater a tzore, the tzore will not become nifta. Avo mifter a navshe potre bachlitze de choldu. She'll become potre with a chlitze koldu. Hilkach. Echot choylitz le gimul, echot alach ke tzores bada. If there's no tzores, If there's tzoris, then there's taka tzoris, then there's problems. But if there's no tzoris, a memela, one can give chalitza to all three. I have another brother that can make a better chalitza. No problem. Sakta gemara vaita. Gufa. Now we're going to bring down the whole memra of Shmuel. And Shmuel said three halachas. Gufa. Omar Shmuel, Cholatz, La'achiyais, La'niftaru tzores. Gave chalitza to the achiyais, La'niftaru tzores. Le'tzores, niftaru achiyais. He gave chalitza to tzores, niftaru achiyais. Cholatz le'balas haget. What happened if the Yavam gave a get to one of the Yavamas? We'll see a get is like a chalitza midarabonim. Cholatz le'balas haget, le'niftaru tzores. Litzore, niftre balk, saget. Cholas le balas amaima, le niftre zore. Litzore, niftre balas maima. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, le balas haget, beis yevomes miach echot. Two yevomes fell from one brother. V'nosan Yavam get la'achas mehem. The Yavam gave a get to one of these two Yavamas. Shuv ein chalitzosa higenes kolkach. So the chalitza of the balas aget is not such a mehugendike chalitza. The klisha zikosa. The get alone was maklish the zika a little bit. The get is like a psachalitza de rabbono. Or the get makes an isayibum. Chvesish klo what Rashi means, but the get is maklish the zike. So vim cholatz lo, loy nifter et zor. So, one part of the zor. Cholatz le balas maim. What's the third case? Also maimer ba'achas minishay ochiv ameis. He made maimer, his brother, he had two wives. The brother died without children. He made Maimer with one of the wives. And then he gave her chalitza. So the chalitza, what he gives to the balas Maimer, will not part of the tzore. Shechalitza zu eina peiteres legamri. Why can't this chalitza part of the tzore? What's wrong with this chalitza? Because this chalitza will not part of the balas Maimer legamri. Shadayin tzrichin get l'mamori. She still needs a get. Kedisnan beperkam gamliel. Also maima v'cholatz. If a person made maima, and then he gave a chalitza, tzrichi menu get. So she still needs a get. V'hafar gav di yoiv lo get acha de cholatz. He gave her a get. Lo de mahanyi. The get will help for the tzorah. But the tzara needs chalitza. Avo cholatz le tzara niftar abalas maima mechalitza vein etzricha ele get lemamori. Now, I would like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. L'chayre, this Rashi is very, very difficult to understand. What does Rashi say? Rashi said there was a balas maimer over here. He made Reuven died. He had two wives, Rochel and Leah. One is a tzorah to the other. He made maimer. The Yavam Shimon made maimer and Rochel. Now he gives Rochel chalitza. So Rashi says, you know, this chalitza won't pater Rochel. She still needs a get from him. Now Rashi says, this chalitza, what it gives Rochel, won't pater her. She still needs a get from him. Now, Poshet, we understand why does she need a get from him? Because she's married to him. He made maim with her. She needs a get. So she needs a get. So Rashi says, so what's the chesaron? So what's wrong with the chalitza? The chalitza is not good because she needs a get? What does Rashi say? Then Rashi says, noch mehr. Rashi says, no, and even after he gave her a get, it still won't help for the tzorah. Shemu shemayim. The get is the problem over here. That means if Rashi would have said as follows, Rashi would have said, you know, a balas maima is like he made a little yibam in her already. So memele, so she's only 70% zok. Okay. He made a little yibam. So there's a 70% zika on the balas maima. There's 100% zika, we'll say, on the tzoret. So memele, so Rashi says, so how could a chalitza that can only take off 70% zika be mafkiya the zika of a tzoret that needs 100% zika? Then I understand what Rashi is talking about. Rashi is a problem because he has to give a get, since he has to give a get. He's not finished with the chalitza. He has to give a get. So what? The get is for a different cheshbon. The get is for the maima. What does that have to do with the zika? And then Rashi says, after he gives the get, that won't help for the tzoret. I mean, L'chayra Rashi is very difficult. I would like to learn with the Olam, a Gemara, a few lines in a Gemara that Lamed Tes Amed Aleph. And I once wanted to say a Chiddush from this Gemara, in Im Keine Manachnu, so this Rashi will be beautiful. But the Gemara, it's around 10 lines before the lines start getting wide. Konso arei ki ishtoi l'chol dovo. We heard already this Gemara before, but here the Gemara elaborates a little more. After Yibum arei ki ishtoi l'chol dovo. So the Gemara says, l'mai hilchese. What does it mean, harei ki ishta? After Yibum, she's like his wife already. Omar Rab Yosi Bachanina Loimar Shemigarsha Beget. He can give her a get now. After Yibum, he can give her a get. And Rashi says, Vleiboy Chalitza. After Yibum, he doesn't have to give a Chalitza anymore. He can give her a get. So the Gemara weiter, Migarsha Beget Pshita. After Yibum, he doesn't have to give Chalitza. It's poshit. So the Gemara says, no, it's not poshit. Sal kedaitach, I mean, I would think, oh, you look siva lekochele li'isha v'yibmom. So the Pasuk says, after he takes her for a wife, v'yibmo, omar achmone v'adayim yibumi horishin aleho. I would think, after yibum, she's still a yivome. You still have to take care of the yeshus hameis. So I would think, b'chalitza in, b'get loy, that you need chalitza. Kamash Malon, so tells us, no, malamit shemigal, l'kocha loy le'isha, kivin shaloka nasa ki ishtoi l'chol dava. And just like by ishtoi, you can give a get. So memele, here you can also give a get. So we have here a gemara. The gemara had a havamine, because of the yibma. That after Yibum you should give Chalitz. Adayim Yibumim Rishonim Aleha. And the Gemara says a posik. No. Kochalish and Asakishti Lecholdov. Fine. Now, the way we learn Poshib Shat in the Gemara, the Havamina would be, what would the Havamina be? The Havamina would be, you need Chalitz and a get. That's the Havamina. Let us say, what would the Havamina mean? Yizicha need a get out his ishus. I mean, she's his wife also. Adayim yibumim rishonim alei would mean she's the ishus hameis also. So according to the Havamina, you would need a get and chalitza. The maskone is that you don't need chalitza. That is the shakla v'tarya. The Havamina, the Dachsman, the Ritva says klo like that. That the Havamina of the Gebore, you would need get and chalitza. Because you would need get out his issues and chalitz out the ishus hameis, it's kamash malon that you only give a get. So the lashna gemara is pilei ploim. Lekoch the gemara says arei kishte lecholdova loyma shemigar shebeget. That's not the chiddush megar shebeget. The chiddush is the way Rashi says v'leiboy chalitze. So Rashi has to say it. The gemara should have said it. The Gemara says, Melamed, the Leiboy Chalitza, not Melamed Shemigal Shemiget. And then the Gemara later is the Chapela de Keloshen. So I would think, V'yibma Omar Achmon, V'adayim Yibumi Harishin Aleo, I would think, B'chalitza in beget loy. B'chalitza in beget loy? That's not the hava mina. The hava mina would be need chalitza also. Not b'chalitza in beget loy. I would need chalitza also. And the Ritva is this kasha. The Loshnag Moslav Davki says. But it's a very modne. The Gemara, the Loshnag Gemara is a fella. As Lulay the Mr. Fina, I once wanted to say like this. I wanted to say, the Gemara in Kiddushin has a havamine that a Yavam should be able to give a get to a Yavame, and it should be part of the Eishes Hameis. And the Gemara has a limut, ma'adach Eishes Ish, sheini yoitzes bechalitze, yoitzes beget, Yavame, sheyoitzes bechalitze, and it is sheyoitze beget. So the Gemara had a havamine that if the Yavam will write a get to the Yavame, that'll be matter the Eishes Hameis. If this is an Eishes Hameis, the Yavam would give her a get on the Eishes Hameis. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tavaloymen Nal, I have a meat. Nal in midi achin eloy. So even though I have a Kalvachayim that a get should help, but I have a meat. Only Chalitza takes off the Eishes Hameis. Period. So therefore we know before Yibum, only Chalitza takes off the Eishes Hameis, Nal ein midachin eloy. Now, what happens after Yibum? So the Gemara says, after Yibum, it says, L'koch eloy le'isha v'yibmo, adayin yibumim rishonim aloha. So that she's still a Yivome. She's taka Yivome. It's taka yibumim rishonim aloha. And you have to be matter the Eishes Hameis. But here the Pasuk says, "Ulekoch aloy leisha nasis ki ishte lachol dovo," that the get will be bata the Eishes Hameis. That's the chiddush of the Pasuk. That means after yibum adayim yibumim rishonim ala. She's still a yibome, and you have to get rid of the Eishes Hameis. But the Pasuk says, but now you don't need chalitza to get rid of the Eishes Hameis. The get matira ishus nasa ki ishte lecholdova. And just like by his ishus, a get is matter his ishus, so his get will be matter the Eishes Hameis also. So then the lashon of the Gemara is meredik meduyik. Now the chiddush is that a get helps. Not that you don't need anything. You need to be matadashis ameis. But now a get helps. I would think to take off the ashes ameis. Only chalitza can take off. A get cannot take off. Sicher, you would need a get. You need a get for his issues. But the Gemara is being done on the Eishes Hameis. I would think, Salkedaitach Amina B'chalitza Ein B'get Loi, that only Chalitza can take off the Eishes Hameis, but a get can't take off the Eishes Hameis. Kamash Melon, Kimin Shalok, Hanasas Kishte Lachol Dovo, that whatever is matter, his wife is matter the Eishes Hameis also. So it comes out, if you learn this pshat in the Gemara, we have two meredik chidushim. Chidush number one is after Yibum, she's still a Yivome. V'yibma adayim Yibumim rishayim aleha. And chidush number two is, so what is matad Eishes Hameis? The get is matad Eishes Hameis. Nasek ishtei lachol dovo. Im keinim anachnu, daxme des Rashi is kiloyrim leinayim. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, let us see the whole Rashi. Cholas lebalas maima, also maima ba'achas min nishay ochiv hameitz. He made maima in one of the two wives of his brother. Ba'achaka cholas lo, then he gave her chalitza. Le'nifter etzore, the tzore will not become nifter, shechalitza zu einay pateres legamri, because this chalitza does not pata legamri. So now we'll understand what Rashi is saying. Because Maimer is a Ktsas Yibum. So Memele Ligabi, the Maimer that was done with her. So what is Mafkiya the Zike? The get is Mafkiya the Zike. Ligabi, the Maimer that was done with her, you need a get to Mafkiya the Zike. Ligabi, the chelik in her that there was no yibum done, in other words, no maimer, so she needs chalitza. So Rashi says the chalitza zu ainu by teres legamri. The chalitza won't take off the whole zike because after maimer she's still a yevomer. She needs a get. Legabi the maimer, she needs a get to be mafkiya the zike. Kedis nam beperik am gemliel also maimer vecholat tzrich emenu get. She still needs a get. She needs a get because of the Eishes Hameis also she needs a get. So Rashi says, Va'afa gav the yoiv lo get achad the cholatz, I'll give her a get. Abolohu de mahanye. For her the get will help. For her the get will take off the zika. Avot tzarosa tzricha chalitze. But her tzara needs chalitze. The tzara, the get, what he gave to the balas maimer, can't take off the zika from the tzara. By the tzara, there's a din alein midachin eloi. Avot chorlatz letzara nifter a balas maimer mechalitze. So how much chalitze the balas maimer needs, the tzara, the chalitze sa tzara will help it off. And now you just give her a get le mamor.